Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What are y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate a baby. I know y'all are. Oh my God, I know y'all out there shining on them. Yes, baby, woo! Y'all out there doing that thing, that 1-2-1-2 thing. Why do I tell you all the time, know that y'all are out there shining on them, huh? This is how y'all know it's going to be a good podcast. Because when I first start talking, if I start getting tripped up a little bit on my words, I'm like, oh, Lord, I'm about to drop that work on them. Mama got to drop a dime on y'all. But before I do, why do I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being thorough and wise? I got to go back on that. First of all, because God made you that way, man. Shout out to you, God, for waking us up this morning, starting us on our way. Yes. And this is Just a Touch of J, baby. Y'all know I'm about to put it out there in pieces for you. Yes, 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 yes. And what's the second reason why I tell y'all that y'all are so thorough and so wise? Huh? Come on now. Y'all already know. I don't even got to go ahead and do that. But I'm going to say it anyway because this is Just a Touch of J, okay? Y'all are thorough and wise because y'all are out here listening to me, all right? And I swear I mean that in the most humblest way possible, but you got to be thorough and you got to be wise if you are out here listening to me because I'm thorough and I'm definitely wise, baby. Now, look, I always say this, though. Unless, of course, you a hater or you just nosy, I throw that one out there, too, all right? And what do I say to these nosy haters, y'all, huh? Hi, haters, because y'all need this to work too. Yeah, they need this work too, y'all, okay? So for those of y'all who are just coming over to the Just a Touch of J experience, you know the whole experience. Let me tell you why I say hi to the haters, okay? I'm not trying to be smart and that like that. You know, it's just that you got to also congratulate the haters because you wouldn't be nowhere if you didn't hate them. Okay, God lets you know, I'm a believer, that you know when they come around, because they like, wait a minute, hold on, what's going on? Especially when they nosy, you know what I mean? They ain't seen you in a while, don't know what's going on, they see you shining on them. And they like, wait a minute, hold on, I don't know if I like it or if I hate it, baby. They like, let me see what she got going on around here. You know, phone calls come in, people start going ahead, start listening to the podcast. You know, they looking at your stuff like, oh my gosh, what you got going on, right? Okay. So they come around, right? They encamp around you because God prepares a table for them. That's what God's word says. He said, I prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. They got to watch you eat, baby. Okay? So I got to say hi to them because when they come around, they wind up getting that work too. Okay? So look, that's what that whole thing is about. All right? So hi, haters, because y'all need this work too. Now look. Have y'all been going over there? My name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. Y'all know that's my little thing that I do, right? Yeah, man. Look, y'all got to go over there. Because sometimes, you know, I don't post stuff on the app. I don't post things on everything. But, you know, my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. That's kind of like where it kind of started at. You know, you could go back all the way from the bottom all the way up to the top. 2015, man. You got a lot of work on there. Okay, but y'all gotta go ahead and check some of this stuff out. I've been putting out there lately, man. Look, mama dropped some pieces. Y'all better go ahead and check out my stories. Okay, I keep trying to tell y'all. Look, the stories only last for 24 hours. I don't put everything on the page. I'll be putting stuff up in the stories because y'all gotta go up in there and see what's going on, baby. This is Just a Touch of J. Check out Making Love V's Kitchen too on IG. Veronica's got to make a love in the kitchen. On Facebook, the Just a Touch of J Facebook page, the Just a Touch of J Facebook stories, the Just a Touch of J app. You know, it's out there. Just Google it. Check out my link trees. They're all in the bios and everything. All right, so look, I done put all that out there in pieces for you. But before I do anything else, oh my gosh, I gotta say thank you. Y'all are so thorough. Oh my gosh, y'all so wise. Like, y'all just got my listening platform, like, I got the chills all over me right now. I'm just in the Holy Spirit. Like, God is just so good. Y'all got me rocking everywhere. I keep trying to tell y'all, I'm rocking up in Zimbabwe and Madagascar, okay? My mom has said, I told my mom that. She said, what? I said, yeah. She said, oh my God, I've always wanted to go to Madagascar. Look, Madagascar. I said, I didn't even know that it was a real Madagascar. But you know, look, y'all rocking with your girl, and this is Justin Sejaje. Shout out to everybody. And y'all know Lagos, Nigeria. Oh my gosh, I love y'all. Yes, Cali, Jersey, y'all been rocking with y'all girl. Philly, New York, oh my God, Maine. Like all these places, it's just so many of them. It's over 100 or something. Now I'm almost at like 200. Y'all are really rocking with your girl, so thank you so much. This is Justin Sejaje, baby. Y'all supporting your girl, man. Look, I'm going to put it out there in peace for you. I'm going to keep on doing it. So, I got food and stuff coming, so y'all been checking that out. Make sure you keep doing that. Okay, on my food pages and all that. You know that's good too. But mama about to drop a dime on you. Look. Y'all know I get so hyped, but I just got to give y'all this wisdom. Chill. What y'all out here doing? Some of y'all out here doing some crazy stuff. Okay, we about to talk about rejection. I can't take it. Y'all know I just can't take it. I can't take it no more. I can't. I don't know which way to go with it because there's just so much of it out here in this world and y'all are going crazy. All right, God's telling me I need to talk about these guys first. Hold on, let me get to the post because it was this post I was looking at. And you know what? I'm going to listen because it's going to be called. Hold on, let me get to my notes. I got to give y'all this wisdom the right way. Okay, it's going to be called Comment Creeper Saturdays, okay? I'm going to go ahead. I was going to call it Comment Creeper Thursdays, but it's Saturday. Got to lay it on my heart, so I got to put it out there. So I'm out here, and I'm comment creeping. I'm on Facebook. I'm like, what's going on? Well, you know how you go from one person page to the next person page to the next person page. Chill. Remember I had did an episode with how do you tell them it's too little because I was comment creeping? Well, look, here goes something else. Y'all out here doing some stuff. So, look, let me get to the page where I was comment creeping on. Hold on. I should have it up, but you know, y'all, I just come on here and I start talking so I can give y'all that wisdom and that work. Okay, let's get here. Let's get to the wisdom. 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 Yeah, mama, she got a little voice, you know, a little something. So look, this is the question that this girl posed. If a man is used to being hurt and mistreated, okay, why does he push away a good woman? Ciao! Look, this is just a touch of it, baby. I don't even know how to put this one out there in pieces for y'all, but it's Comment Creeping Saturday, right? And I got to go ahead and do what it is that I do. I got to put it out here. So look, this is what one person said, child. Now look, y'all got to call in. And I'm going to tell y'all my whole little view on it too and then wrap it up with the whole, child, these podcasts about to be crazy long or something. I don't like long podcasts, but let me go ahead and get to it. So look, this is what the one guy says, right? I ain't going to say no names or nothing, but this is what he says. Post-traumatic, hold on, let me read the question again. If a man is used to being hurt and mistreated, why does he push a good woman away? Now look, I think she already answered it. The question in the question, okay? Because if he's used to being mistreated, that's why he gonna push a good woman away. But, you know, here we go. Let's go ahead to the first one. This is what this guy says, right? Post-traumatic stress disorder. It's up to him to fix that. Being a good woman, sucking / screwing him crazy will only help if he's ready. If you're that type of woman that he can trust. That's what he said, right? This is what somebody else said. Trust issues. Y'all out here got trust issues, you guys? You push good women away because you got trust issues? Child, listen here. This is what the guy, these are all guys that commented. Okay, I was like, there were no guy, girls, no women, all men. Okay, here goes another guy. Not every woman is good. Oh, his was all over the place, y'all. We ain't even going to go ahead and put them pieces out there. Let's go to the next one. He may not be attracted to her fully. Doesn't have to be physical. It could be her personality, her life situation. Okay, yeah. I've had some guys who turned away from me, y'all, because they like, oh, you too, like, you know, you like God too much. You know, stuff like that, like they don't like that, you know, or because I've changed and I'm not the way I used to be. You know, some people, they don't like that. They want you to still be out here doing this worldly stuff. And when you start getting your life together, every year you grow. You know, so sometimes they just, they don't like that type of stuff. They might not like your personality. You might be too bubbly or too hype for them, or you might not be really hype at all. You, it's a lot of reasons why they do stuff like that, okay? Now, look, here go the next one. He's not accustomed to a good woman. Child, y'all guys out there not accustomed to good women? This is a really good one because some of y'all really aren't. Like, they get it and they kind of like, wait a minute, is this real or not? You know, too good to be true. They can't tell. You know, they like, wait a minute, is it real? Is it fake? Child, I've been there. This is just a touch of Jay. I done had a few people come into my life. I'm like, I don't really know. Is you spend that game or you spend that wisdom? Okay, so, you know, that's what he said, you know. Not accustomed, trust issues, okay. Other person said that. Trust issues, a lot of people got that. Sore to touch, too good to be true. A mirage, okay. This is what somebody says. All right, they said that type of stuff hurts more than being mistreated. So basically, they still think that this good woman is fake, okay. Then here goes another one. Oh, because he's seen some of the good traits in a previous woman that hurt him. Oh my gosh. Yes, like a lot of guys said that. Like I was reading through the comments, child, this just touched me. I got the chills on me everything. I was reading through the comments. It's a lot of them that were saying that. Like basically that they got with this woman or women and they had these good traits and they were good all in the beginning or whatever. Then the crazy stuff or something start coming out. So now they like, wait a minute. They meet somebody else and this person kind of has this same like thing going on, like this little trait thing. You know, they like, wait a minute, okay, you kind of remind me of her. You know, and they might think you're going to do some of that stuff too. Look, ladies, I'm trying to help y'all out. Okay, here goes somebody else, okay? This is what he says. Because when a man has been pushed most of his life, he believes that's all there is basically what he's saying. He said he forgets what a real good woman is. You're a lady, and he says, we as men really don't expect all of you ladies to understand what type of damage women can do to men. On this subject, I could write a book, but he basically said neither one of us have time for that. So he's basically saying he's been pushed all of his life, so he really just kind of just don't understand about hurt and life and all that type of stuff. It was a good comment. What she feels is good may not be what he needs. Gosh, what she feels is good may not be what he needs. Okay. He puts in parentheses good. Good for the person that's receiving, not for the person that's giving. Okay. Y'all get that one? So basically what he's saying, what the woman might think is good, you know, like me, okay, I use it myself. You know, I love God, you know, I ain't out here doing all this trickery in the streets. You know, I got myself together. You know, I'm mentally, I work on myself, I work out. You know, I like to eat healthy. I raise my kids right. You know, I got a lot of good attributes, but that might not be what's good to him. He might want somebody out here doing little trickery, little tricks of the trade. He might want somebody that's, you know, smoking weed and drinking and going out all the time and doing something else. That's good to him. You understand what I'm saying, ladies? Look, sometimes it don't be that your definition of good might not be his definition of good. It's basically what I'm saying. You know, the enemy don't want me to get this out here in pieces for y'all. I'm all fumbling around with my words, but we're going to get through this, okay? Because this is just a touch of day. I'm putting this out there in pieces for y'all. Here goes the next person. Oh, he doesn't know that he has one. Everybody appears to be hurtful in his eyes. Damn. He got to heal. Then his eyes will be real. So basically he's saying his eyes aren't real. He can't see because everybody hurtful. Everybody gonna hurt me. You know, somebody somewhere down the line, when I get with a woman, she gonna wind up doing something that's gonna hurt me. So that's why he pushes what they say, the good woman, quote unquote, to the side. That's a good one. Same reason why women do it. If somebody else said, too good to be true. I just talked about that, man. Look here. Guy come to you, ladies, opening up the door. You know what I'm saying? Like, you go to the house, he got all type of stuff laid out or cooked you dinner. You on John like, wait a minute, how many people you do this for? Come on now. Some of us out here, okay. I don't say no names or nothing. But you know, they try to do a little, you know, I don't know. You know, they like the bad guy. Because they basically expecting the bad guy to be kind of bad anyway. But when it's just too good, a guy might push it away. Yeah, okay, here's the next one. Because he don't want her. He says, it's not always complicated. Sometimes they just don't want you. You understand? Like, I don't want you. You just, I don't want you. I don't like you. All right? Oh, somebody else said because he thought the woman that hurt him was a good woman. Same thing. I told y'all. This is just a touch of Jay. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. But a lot of the guys said this. They basically were like, yo, we had good women. And these good women hurt us. So they see like these traits and, you know. And they don't want to go through that no more. All right? Somebody said because we scared. Oh, we scared. We scared you're going to do the same thing that the last person did. They showed that they were a good woman and they flipped the script. So they leery about anybody else. Yeah. See, I keep telling y'all, y'all guys out here going through that. Oh my God, call me up and let me know about it so I can go find them and go ahead and do something to them. Because they out here doing that trickery on y'all and y'all out here messing up. Y'all don't want the good women because y'all think that the good ones, quote unquote good ones, going to do something that these other ones that act like they was good is going to do to you. All right, here go another one, right? Used to being hurt. And used to hearing women say that they're going to be good to them and they not. Yeah, same thing. Okay, someone says, listen to this, y'all. The woman doesn't seem good enough. That's why. All right? Some people, like he's basically saying women, they always talk about how they don't need anybody and this and that. And basically, what's your idea of a good woman may not be right for you, but be right for somebody else, right? Some people, he says, look for intellect, compassion, loyalty, peace, quietness, stability, all right? So he's basically, what he's saying is that some guys want that. They want that, okay? So here you guys are out here, not all of y'all, but some of y'all. Y'all out here getting your bodies fixed. Y'all out here doing these threesomes, y'all at the club. Y'all doing all this stuff with these guys, right? And all he wants is somebody that's intellectual. You know, he not really worried about the looks. He just wants somebody that's going to be loyal. Give him some peace, some quietness, some stability. Somebody he can be himself with. You know, rest his head on. Like, don't got to worry about the trickery. You know, he just wants that. Somebody save him from himself sometime. You know, child, look, this is just a touch of that. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. The same reason why women push guys away, right? Somebody said that again. You said it because he's used to getting hurt and mistreated. It's not just men, women too. They're so used to being treated bad, it's difficult to accept love and affection. They believe they're not worthy of love. Child, didn't I just talk about that on the episode with my mom? Y'all better go ahead and check that out. Running away from love. Child, listen. I told y'all I used to do that. This is what I said. I said, if y'all was like, go, 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 go. And was throwing a football down the field. And they was like, yo, if you win this touchdown, the Super Bowl, okay? Winning touchdown, you will get $1 billion. You didn't even have to give me $1 billion. This is just a touch of J, baby. I'm skating right across those pieces. I don't want none of that. I ain't want none of them pieces. No. So I understand it. I do. I really, really understand it. Yeah. You just don't feel like worthy, kinda. Yeah. Some of y'all out there feeling like that. Like, no, don't love me. I don't want it. Look. You know, you don't feel worthy on the inside. Guys, oh my gosh, I need y'all to feel worthy. You got to feel worthy. There's somebody out there that really likes you. You know, like, come on, y'all up in these comments. Look, comment creeping Saturdays, child. All right, ego, mind complex. Yes, a lot of people out there with these big egos. Y'all out here like that. These are guys that are answering this. They are telling y'all that this is the reason why that they do this, okay? This is the reason why they push good women away. Ego, mind complex. You got this big ego, like, no, I'm good. Chill. Let me tell you something. Pride comes before the great fall. Like, I don't... This is just a touch of jail. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. My mom used to tell us that when we were growing up all the time. She said, pride comes before that fall. When people are too prideful, like, no. You know, like you need them or something. Yeah, because they just don't want to be like, dang, I really like you or whatever. Like, they just got to do this, like, little front and this little fake stuff. Child, you got to pray for people like that. This is just a touch of that, because they ain't even real with they self. They got that ego complex. And, you know, look, skating right on along to the next one. But that's what he said. Somebody said, seem like you're answering the same, your own question with the question. Same thing I said. Maybe he's seeing things in her that he saw in the person that hurt him. Same thing. I told y'all, a lot of y'all out here, y'all guys really been hurt by women. And you see something in another woman, or you think you do. Okay. Come on. Because it might not, you can't believe everything that you think. I was just watching T.D. Jakes, y'all. Bishop! Shout out to you, Bishop Jakes. Yes, T.D. Jakes, okay? And you know what he said? He said the biggest mistake and problem that he had with his wife is that he was believing everything that he thought about her. Like that she was doing things. He thought like, okay, if she had candles burning, okay, that maybe it was something romantic that was getting ready to go down. But it's not always what you think. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, that's a simple little definition of it, you know, example. But you can't. Sometimes you get things in your mind and in your head and you think that people are doing things for one reason and you like, that's the reason. But it may not be that reason. So, you know, look, this is just a test today, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. He makes a lot of sense. He makes a lot of sense, because they're used to being mistreated and being hurt. Maybe the woman that hurt him came as a disguise to the good woman that was first before her. For the same reason again, why women do it to men. Somebody talks about a Proverbs 31 woman. They tell you to go ahead and read the Bible. That's what they tell you what a good woman is. Now listen here. Child, I'm a Proverbs 31 woman. Okay, look it up. This is just a touch of Jay. I'll put it out there in pieces for you. I'll let you know, all right? Check that one out. He said he doesn't understand what the makeup of a good woman is. He looks as, oh my gosh, he said he looks at women as being the same. That's one of the biggest mistakes that a guy could do. Now look, y'all out there doing that? Huh? Y'all looking at women like they the same? Now physically, you might be like, yeah, you know, they're different. But like the same, like, man, they all like that. All of them that type of way. I mean, you a little different, but in the end, y'all that type. Y'all feel like that, women? That guys look at you like that? Oh my God, this is just a touch of jail. Y'all out here, y'all are really jacked up. I'm sorry, I'm going to say a prayer for y'all. Every last one of y'all up in here. Yeah, if he doesn't understand what the makeup of a good woman is, of course, he's going to be like, no, I don't want it. He don't feel worthy. Push it away. Someone said, I would think that if he's used to being treated in that fashion, then no matter what type of woman she is, his expectations of her are going to be the same. It's just for everybody else, it's going to be the same. Ain't going to change. He said, the truth is all couples start off good, right? And then when their true faces come out, you know, people want to go ahead and push them away before they get a chance to be mistreated. And I get it. Like, no, I don't want nobody to hurt me. Remember I told you that? I don't want to be mistreated. So, no, you know, I can't let you in my space. I can't let you in my circle. I can't have that going on. It's a lot of guys out here that are like that. They're like, wait a minute. This, I don't know. You know, They just doing it because they just don't know, ladies. Don't feel bad. They just don't know, okay? Being afraid of getting hurt again, all right? Because they just don't know. So this is where I'm going to wrap this up at, all right? I know I was kind of trying to read them and everything, but it's going to get better. You know, this is the first one, so work with me, all right? Well, kind of like the second one, but work with your girl, okay? This is just such a jam. I'm trying to put it out there in pieces for you, okay? So this is what I want to talk about from my perspective, okay? What happens when you get pushed away, ladies, okay, by these guys, okay? It's a form of rejection, all right? So what happens to us, it's happened to me, it happens to women every day, okay? We sometimes can fall apart because we're not used to being rejected. Like, wait a minute, hold on, especially if you know you good. You understand what I'm saying? Like, let's use me as an example, okay? You know, I love God. Like I said, good mother. You know, I take care of what I got to take care of. You know, I got so much going on for me. Amazing. You know, to a lot of people. And, you know, can cook. Oh, my gosh, I definitely make love in V's kitchen. How many guys want somebody to go ahead and make them a good-ass meal? Like, seriously, I had to say it just like that, okay? This is just a touch of J, baby. I'm talking about a good meal. You know how Biggie say? You know what Biggie say, because sucker. And hook a steak up. I'm just saying, you know, putting them pieces out there for you. You know, look, you know, got a lot of good attributes. You know what I'm saying? Got a head on straight. Ain't out here doing trickery. Just, you know, somebody like me, something like that, you know, got some good stuff going on, right? Somebody rejects me, it hurts. Because I'm like, why you don't want me? Y'all out there feeling like that? Ladies, why you don't want me? You know, I'm this and I'm that. You know, and then you start getting this rejection type of complex. You don't want anybody to reject you. And what happens? Next person you with reminds you some might remind you a little bit of somebody else. And what do? Push them away too. You get how the cycle just keeps going? That's why we got to work on this, y'all. I can't have my babies out here. Lost too many, y'all. Oh, my God. This is just a touch of J, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. So, look, the rejection causes rejection. That's why we gotta spread love, man. It's the Brooklyn way, and this is just a touch of J. I swear, I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. Guys, the same thing. Y'all are feeling rejected. We just went through that whole thing. It's rejection, right? So you reject other people, and it just keeps going. And someone else gets rejected, and then they reject. And someone else gets rejected, and then they reject. And you know what it comes down to? Worth. Are you worthy of love? I don't know what guy got going on today, but he definitely wants y'all to get these pieces. Are you worthy of that? You have to get within yourself. You got to understand. You got to look at yourself. You got to be like, wait a minute now. Just because you don't want me, don't mean somebody else don't want me. And if he don't want me, don't mean somebody else don't want me. If she don't want me, don't mean somebody else. Another she might not want me. Just because those people don't want to be involved with you and you know you're a good person, this is going with friendships and everything. Okay, don't beat yourself up over it. Sometimes, oh, thank you, Lord, he done brought it to me. God blocks it. Okay, like the song, he blocks it. Y'all know that song. Oh, I feel the spirit. God blocks it. He blocks it because he goes, no, 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 no. See, he knows what they think when you're not around. He knows what they're doing when you're not around. He knows all of this. So he blocks it for your protection. And you out here falling apart. I've been there, okay? You out here jacked. Oh, my God, no. You know, you trying to make them want you, do stuff. You know, you trying to prove yourself. And you all over here, over there, all tied up, as Keon Henderson said. Shout out to you, Keon. I love Key. Key, my pastor, y'all. Out in Houston, Texas, yeah. He said you get all tied up. You all wrapped up. You know, because you trying to do this and you trying to do that. You got to understand, sometimes God does things for your protection. He allows them to reject you. He knows they ain't no good, or he knows that's not what you need right now. They might be good for you in a different season. Some people come into your life for a season, and you got to understand that. Okay? Let me think. Anything else God want me to tell y'all? Because he got me on the road today, baby. This is just a touch of J. I'm just trying to put this out there in pieces for y'all. Just self-love. Love yourself. Love yourself. If you're feeling rejected and you're in something and you're just like, dang. You know, like people be getting left at the altar, child. All type of stuff. People be like, you know, they get cold feet. They get scared. It's real. I'm trying to tell you. I'm going to say this again. This is just a touch of J, baby. Look, I done been there. I done it. I'm trying to tell you. I'm like, what? Just give me one reason. Okay? That's how I used to be. All I needed was one reason. I would make up a reason. I would find a reason. I would create a situation. Okay? Manipulate the situation to go a certain way just so I could say, I'm sorry, I ain't gonna be able to deal with you. You know, because I was scared. I was like, I can't. I just cannot do this. You know, because I told you I had that whole thing going on. So I could talk about this. I understand the guys, especially when they say, all right, now, this is just a message, y'all. Especially when they say that they saw, you know, something in this good woman that they saw in someone else that was good. Because I've dated some guys and I'm like, you know what? This is a good dude. And then I started seeing he doing some of that trickery somebody else was doing. I'm like, oh, man, damn. You know, but let me tell you, this is what God just told me to tell y'all, okay? This is how you know, okay? Oh my God, I'm so hyped right now. This is how you know, okay? Look, then I'm ending this, okay? Because that's it. This is how you know, okay? Y'all know I'm anointed. This prophetic word for somebody, okay? Get this wisdom, get this knowledge. You know by giving it your all. Now, I know you like, Jay, I don't know what y'all call me. You call me Jay, you call me Jill, what you call me? Justin Tessa J, Veronica V, you know I got Jilly, what? I don't know, Jillian, you know I got all these names. Whatever y'all want to call me, you go ahead, okay? This is Justin Tessa J. I'm going to put this out there in pieces for you, so you got to get this part. You have to give your all. You have to. When you are not sure, you got to just go all the way in. All the way in, be you, not the fake you, not who they want you to be. Thank you, Mom. Oh my gosh, my mom is so dumb, so wise. That's why the enemy had that little trickery going on between us for all these years. I'm so glad it's healed. But look, let me get ahead and skate on over to the left, get back where I'm at. But look, that's what she told me, give it your all. And I'm like, what? Because most people fall back. They like, wait a minute, no. But if you fall forward and give it your all and be 100% you, authentically you, you will see if that person really wants you for who you are. And if they don't, yes, let them push you away. Yes. It ain't that you're a good woman or a good man or that you're not. You know, everybody got their own definitions of all that stuff. If you are not for them, that means they got somebody else's out there for them. Or that means that they just missed you. They weren't supposed to have you. And y'all have to understand that you have to accept rejection in life. Because if you don't, you're going to be messed up. And this is just a touch of J, baby. I've been there. And I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you, okay? So look, skating on over to the left, to the left, to the left. All right, that's it. Check me out next Saturday. I think I'm going to keep this one going when I'm comment creeping. Child, because she, this girl page I was on, she be posting some stuff. And listen here, all guys been commenting about this relationship stuff. And these guys, you guys out here, y'all are really suffering. Oh my gosh. Ladies, we have to do better. Women, we got to do better. But again, what I tell y'all, man, that just stems probably from something that you had going on in your life. Rejecting people causes you to reject someone else. Being rejected causes you to reject somebody else. Child, this is just a touch of day, y'all. I hope y'all got that. I was really trying to put that out there in pieces for y'all. I got to start reading these comments and stuff better. Maybe I'll take and write down some of them. And, you know, really dissect it and go in on them and just talk about some of them. I got my man Dub 22 coming back. Yeah, I know I've been promising y'all Dub, but me and Dub's schedule, we had a lot going on. But we getting there, okay? When I tell y'all something, please believe that it's already done and completed. I just wait for the Lord to let me know when I need to go ahead and drop them pieces out there for you. Because I don't move without that, okay? I make sure that I do it the right way, okay? Because it's the time for everything. And you can't be out here dropping pieces everywhere and it ain't time for it yet, okay? So look, just keep on keeping on. Okay, it's a lot of stuff coming to y'all, man. And this is just a touch of J. I love babies, yes. And I just had to put that out there in pieces for you. Okay, so look, how y'all want me to end this today? Since I was so hyped, child. I hope I wasn't talking fast or nothing. I don't know, but I get so hyped. I just love what it is that I do. I love life, y'all. Like, I tell you, I tell y'all the truth because the truth done set me free. I love my life. You know, I have an amazing life. God done blessed me, man. I'm not talking about material things. I keep trying to tell y'all the peace on the inside. Child, when you ain't out here doing trickery and you can sleep at night and you just, the peace that when you got a peace within yourself about who you are, child, that's what y'all got to get, okay? So look, how y'all want me to end this? Okay, I think I'm supposed to do it like this. Hold on. Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? Huh? This is just a touch of J, baby. Okay? And I just had to put all of that out there in pieces for you. Okay? So what is it that I tell y'all all the time? Huh? What do I tell y'all? I tell my babies this all the time because I love y'all. I do. Don't let nobody... Nobody, please make you think or believe that you are not thorough and wise. You are thorough and wise because God gave you that. Don't let nobody make you feel like you not because they want to push you away and reject you because they don't got themselves together or you just not for them. But don't make yourself feel like that either. Point taken. Please don't make yourself feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Don't do that because you are. Believe in you. Regardless of any situation, okay? Do that, all right? Now, no, moving on to the next one, I tell y'all. Shine on them, because they hate it, baby. Yes, let that little light on the inside of you shine. Bright like a diamond. Yeah, that Rihanna song. Woo, and shine bright like a diamond. Hey, woo, and shine bright like a diamond. Y'all got to shine bright. Let that little light on the inside of you shine. That's another way you will know somebody's for you when you let the light on the inside of you shine out, baby. Because some people who ain't for you, who living in the dark, y'all know what happens when you go into a room and you've been in the dark and somebody come in or whatever and they hit that light. Whoo, that light be like, oh my gosh. Some people ain't used to that goodness. It's just such a day, baby. I had to throw that out there in peace for you real quick. Okay, and the last thing that I tell y'all is spread love, man. Because it's the Brooklyn way. And this is just a touch of J.A.B. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. All right? So, look, I'm up out of here. Y'all have an amazing Saturday. Let's see how this thing goes. Next week. Yeah, let's see how this thing goes next week. On a Comment Creek Saturday. Whew. I'm ready to go ahead and work out now. All right. Y'all have a good day. I love you. Bye-bye. Hey, y'all. This is Just a Touch of Jay. And I'm coming at you, baby, because I got to put some more pieces out there about this topic. Yes. Oh, my gosh. So, listen, here. We doing my whole Comment Creeping Saturday, okay? This is where I go into people's comments. You know, I creep on their page on Facebook, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, what they got going on? And I start reading through, and child, I bring it to y'all, because look. This is just a touch of day, baby. I got to put this stuff out there in pieces for you. Some of this stuff be deep. So that's what we're talking about today. Today we are talking about why guys push away the quote-unquote good woman. And you know also why good, you know, dudes miss out too. All right, so look, I'm on this John's page, this girl's page, John, person, place, thing now. You know, if y'all don't know what it is, okay, you can use it in everything, all right? Originated from Philly, okay? Shout out to y'all from up north, all right? So look, I'm on this John page, all right? So this is what she posts on her page. All these guys commenting, right? And I already did the podcast about it, and I'll let y'all know. But I forgot to tell you one reason why, okay? They push away. Man, and nobody said it. None of the guys said it. And I'm not sitting here to myself. I said, you know what? I gotta go back. I gotta drop a dime on y'all. Cause y'all need this work too. I gotta help my ladies. I gotta help my guys. I need y'all to understand what's going on. Okay, so look, one of the number one reasons why, okay, a guy will push away the quote unquote good woman, or the woman pushes away the quote unquote good guy, okay, what somebody would basically say is good, their definition, it's because they know they ain't good. And this is just a touch of J, baby. I had to come back here and put them pieces out there for you. So look, some of us, and I always say us because I've been here, I understand, I know what you're going through. You know, you fall apart, you're all jacked up. Oh my God, no, why nobody don't want me? You know, you're going through all this crazy stuff. You're jumping through hoops, doing backflips, doing what it is that they want you to do. You know, you lose yourself in it. All type of stuff is going on. People out here committing suicide. People going crazy because they don't know why. So we talked about what all the guys said. Then I told you my little spill on the whole rejection thing and everything. People who are rejected, they push away other people to reject them. Hurt people. But sometimes these people just know that they aren't good. Do you understand what I'm saying? Sometimes they know, like, I'm no good for you. You know, I'm not doing a good job in my life. Like, my life is a mess right now. You know, maybe financially they don't have themselves together. Maybe they're juggling all these different relationships. Maybe spiritually they're trying to get themselves together. Maybe they just got stuff going on within themselves where they're like, I don't even believe in me. How can I believe in you? I can't do that to you. Some people just know that you're so good that they don't want to hurt you. And this is just a touch of J, baby. I had to come back here. I had to put that out there in pieces for y'all because y'all need that part. Y'all need that part too. They don't always push away because something's wrong. Like with you, sometimes they know that internally they got some issues with themselves. And child, you got to thank God for that. I told y'all. Shell, it's a lot of reasons why people do things. Okay? And if they don't want to tell you, it's okay. Sometimes they just, they don't know how to. They might not know how to express themselves. They might not know how to communicate. So that's what you do when you don't know how to communicate. You push it away. I did it. Gosh, y'all out here doing it too. So y'all got to get this business. Y'all got to get this wisdom. Mama had to drop a dime on y'all real quick to let y'all know I had to come back to tell y'all. Sometimes people just be like, no, yo, you do better without me. You're better without me. I don't got myself together. Okay? Now look, I hope that helps somebody and sets somebody free. Okay? Because somebody out here in bondage, y'all jacked up. But look, it's a lot of y'all. Okay? K's and 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 K's. Listen, I'm rocking out in Lagos, Nigeria. Okay? Population is 22 million. I told you that before. Okay? Look, shout out to y'all. I love y'all. Y'all love Justin Touch of J. Mama got to get out there so I can go ahead and shine on them. Woo, because they hate it, baby. But look, I'm rocking out there. I'm rocking everywhere. I got to go ahead and I got to put these pieces out there for y'all so y'all got this. Y'all understand. Okay? You're out here. You're emotionally messed up. You don't know what's going on. You're jacked up. You're taking pills for depression because you don't understand. That's life. People reject people every day. B, okay, that's what we say up north. People reject people every day, B. It's like basically saying like it happens all the time. People get killed all the time. People lose their lives all the time. It's a part of life. You have to learn how to accept it, okay? So look, there you go. That's the last reason. Call in, okay? Go on to Just a Touch of J app, baby. Take a look at that in the tap for more section. Get that phone number, okay? Look in the bios, all right? Y'all know what it is that I do, that I do, that I do. Check out the link tree, okay? Everywhere, it's all there, baby. This is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you.